Proton radiation therapy is a treatment known for delivering precision, targeted dosage to tumors while avoiding damage to surrounding healthy tissues. But uncertainty in the proton beam range is a major limiting factor in its effectiveness. To this end, the Time of Flight PET for Proton Therapy, or TPPT Consortium, has developed and built a scanner designed to provide in-situ range verification and feedback during proton therapy treatments of head and neck cancer patients. This scanner, consisting of two assemblies in the shape of angular sections of a cylinder, is made up of 6,144 lysocrystals of dimensions 3 by 3 by 15 millimeters cubed, which are coupled one-to-one to silicon photomultiplier arrays. These elements detect coincident gamma photons from positron annihilations resulting from the proton beam or from radiopharmaceutical tracers, after which tomographic reconstruction can be used to pinpoint the source of the radiation. All of the readout electronics has been developed by PETSIS Electronics specifically for PET scanners. A rendering of the full scanner, without any structural elements or covering, is shown in the lower right corner of the first text box of the poster. A figure of a human head is included for scale as well. A rendering of one of the 48 detector modules, consisting of two 8x8 crystal arrays attached to their silicon photomultipliers and their associated electronics, is shown in the lower right corner of the second text box of the poster. Although fully assembled, the TPPT scanner is still in the process of being commissioned and calibrated. Nonetheless, early performance metrics for the scanner were obtained by using a partial setup of modules, observing a positron-emitting sodium-22 calibration point source at ISOCenter. Energy spectra were collected for channel pairs corresponding to individual lines of response, or LORs, which are lines in space connecting two crystals that detected coincident gamma photons from a single positron annihilation. These spectra have a well-defined peak where each gamma deposits all of its energy into a single crystal, and the full width at half maximum of these distributions is a measure of the detector's energy resolution. For our partial detector setup, the average energy resolution across all LORs was about 6.4%. One can also build a distribution of time differences between channels making up a LOR. The full width at half maximum of this distribution is usually taken as a measure of the coincidence time resolution, or CTR, of a scanner, and in our case, the average CTR of our partial setup was about 229 picoseconds across all LORs. The distribution of energy resolution and CTR values across our LORs in the test setup are shown in the two histograms in the middle left box of the poster. It should be noted again that these distributions and values are still preliminary, as the scanner still needs to undergo energy calibrations and non-linearity corrections. Once the commissioning stage has been completed, the fully assembled TPPT scanner, shown in the middle right box of the poster, will be relocated to the Proton Therapy Center at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. There, the scanner will be used in conjunction with various anthropomorphic phantoms to assess its performance as it relates to the overall goals of the project. Thank you.